This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So you say picture this.
Yeah.
And I listen to it. I don't understand, like, I get that it's something. Like, I get that you're like doing something.
I get it. I just want to say, like, I listen. I get it. I was unable to explain it to Hayes. And so I said,
I understand that it's something.
I think I get it. Like, no, I know it's something. I know it's like this thing you guys do. And
you guys,
I love that.
You guys are sports guys, right? It's kind of like...
am I a sports guy?
Mondo.
Come on, brother. Yes. Yeah, Boku sports fan.
Gotcha.
Here.
Okay. Yeah.
Picture this. So... we've been bogged down as a society with always looking at stuff, but we forget that the original Nickelodeon is in our brains.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So what I need you to do is picture this. Close your eyes.
You mean
and
like
picture
when Pete
this.
And Pete was on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. See? And that's the problem.
You mean like a Nickelodeon?
It
would cost
joke?
A nickel. You would watch a little reel.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in your brain.
And a nickel is how much the freaking podcast is making. Well, we'll talk about that.
That is for.
How come
later.
I haven't seen my
that's
penny?
That's a larger.
we'll get into all that.
Now, picture this is actually a sort of a tribute to the 120-year tradition of the visual medium in America, and that's what we wanted to do. You know, it's Kubrick, it's Hitchcock.
Now you're speaking my language, because as Mondo of a Boku sports fan as I am, film.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Kubrick, it's Hitchcock.
Really
I call every time
passion.
I say the picture this, I'm saying I am doing a cube cock.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. A cube cock.
This is a cube cock.
I'm going cube cock on this one.
Yeah.
And the studios, honestly, that gave them the opportunity to be like filmmakers. Like without the studios, they would just be like ugly guys. Sorry,
we love
like,
the studios.
No,
really, we love the studios.
Picture this. So picture this, and Hayes, this will help you. Picture this. It's going handheld. It's verite. Mm-hmm. It's dirty in the frame. We're in here.
This doesn't feel like it to me, though. This doesn't feel like the picture this that you all do.
No, that's because you're picturing it wrong.
You're picturing it wrong. Because if you really was picturing it right, then you would know. You would know what the... I am constantly getting angles every time I'm saying it.
It's not our fault if you're picturing it like Brett Ratner when you should be picturing
if
it like John
Cassavetes. If you're picturing it on sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the cameras.
What are you picturing?
I'm picturing it on sticks.
It's a cube
on
sticks?
It's a cube cut. Mm-hmm. And the cameras are scissoring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like locked off. Single frame. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just letting the actors riff for a long time. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of gauze.
Well, then we have to cross shoot. You should say, picture this and cross shoot it, because we want to get all the riffs.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
Yeah. You have to. For comedy, you have to. Comedy plays in the two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the action and the reaction, please. I really believe that.
Okay.
So I'm able to picture it. And actually, helpful for me because as much as I said at the beginning that I did get it, I had no idea what it was.
I get that it's something. And I get the impression that you don't actually even get that it's something.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Look how energetic Sean is, right? Look
no,
how charged
I'm,
up
I am
he clearly
charged
gets it.
Up. Well, yeah. I had the killer lemonade. I had the psycho lemonade from Panera. Kevin brought me one of the unlimited sips, and it's completely changed my perspective and my heart rhythm. Like it's
you came
like,
in
I'm,
here
I've
really,
new...
really morose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
The opposite
I was
of charged.
Ready to fucking cash in. You know, I was not charged.
I had my, right. big, the my
cash,
killer, big
cash
versus
cheese. Charge. That's what that's what that means.
Oh,
you were cash.
You
were cash only.
I was cashed out.
I thought you meant you were ready to check out.
Yeah, both. Both.
Yeah.
I had the Killer Big Kid Grilled Cheese, which is two big pieces of Texas toast.
Yeah.
Cheese, bacon, shards of glass.
And 300 milligrams of caffeine.
And 300 milligrams of caffeine on top of it. Like, the glass is crystallized in the caffeine.
Yes. Is this a secret menu item, or is this?
No, this is on the, this is the menu.
It's on the menu.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I didn't know if you had like, you had like
no, they'll be
info.
Like, do you want a Ritalin boost? And you go, yeah, I would I would like you to crush up a full bottle of prescription Ritalin in there.
I had the suicide chowder in a caffeinated bread bowl. Mm. And
and that's the suicide chowder. I mean, it sounds bad, but it's just all the chowders.
It's all the different chowders from the chowder fountain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you get like corn. Yeah, you can get corn chowder. You can get clams, red and white. The
Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bread has diet pills baked into the bread.
Hydroxycut. Hydroxycut.
Staten Island chowder.
Yeah.
Staten Island chowder?
Staten.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queens chowder, Bronx chowder, Montauk chowder.
Mm-hmm. Vivrin, Stacker 2s. Mm. But just all the, you know, everything that you like to have when you're at Panera all put together in this one item. It's really great. And you wash it down with some psychopath lemonade that just fucking explodes your entire insides. It's pretty cool.
I wonder if another sandwich shop is going to go in the downer direction.
Yeah, I've been interested because I haven't heard from Blimpies in a minute. And, and I do think that there is a hole in the marketplace where when I leave Panera and I am fucking shooting off the walls and it is pretty late at night and I do need to go to bed almost immediately, if I could walk into Blimpies and just chow down on a fucking two and all sub
and just
or something.
Hit the earth.
It's weird. It's whenever I
one of the most famous Blimpies was a downer.
Yeah. Whenever I eat Blimpies, I fall asleep really, really fast.
The Hindenburg?
Yeah.
That was a fucking massive downer, dude.
Oh, the Chewmanity?
Wow. Their ad campaign writes itself.
It's just tough because, like, when we brought you guys in, where you're from?
Kansas City.
Ryan's from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right.
We're activating the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Greg's from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Carl's for like has different places
everywhere
that he says is
he
from.
Yeah. His story does not hold up.
Today I'm from Puerto Rico.
And it's just so like
Carl was with Mayor Pete and the CIA back in the 90s. It's just a big chunk of missing time for him.
Did he go by Mayor Pete back then?
Yeah, was he Mayor Pete even before
he was mayor?
Yeah.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
fixing
they call me in the
caffeinated
club.
Bread bowl prices.
fixing bread bowl prices, yeah.
Mayor Pete the booty judge.
Yeah. I'm at the club, they call me Mayor Pete.
It was from...
Because you're judging booty?
Because I'm the booty judge. That's my dog's joke.
It was from...
Bosch. Shout out Bosch.
That's Bosch's joke, yeah.
A conversation where Kevin brought us together, and we knew what it was about. Like, we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
unfortunately. And...
Still feels fresh.
To me it does, but to everyone else it does. We're out of touch. We're out of touch.
Yeah,
I know. I understand that. I have no pretense. Like, I have no idea what
we've been so removed from the day to day goings on of society for so long.
Yeah.
Well, when you're tight
studio life.
When you're titans of the podcast industry, it's
Tennessee
hard
Titans
to
football
Mondo.
I just love the stuff.
Yeah, but I imagine it's hard to stay grounded. Like
these, like what's going on out there? I just have no connection to, especially like these men.
That's what
these
we're
men
here for.
In other places, like women, I feel they just inherently understand refinement.
There's some connection there where, I don't know what it is. I'm not a guy's guy. I'm not ashamed of that. But women,
the men from over
there's,
there.
There's some the sort Midwest? Of communion. Just,
from over there?
From over there.
Overseas? From
There's oceans between us, that's for sure. I don't get it. And that's what the hat pack was kind of about, right?
Is it was
like
trying
to get
to bring
in touch
that
with,
in
get,
and
with, the get in touch with that energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Hats, guys like hats.
Very
I'm the only guy here not wearing one.
Yeah.
It's true.
But
it's crazy.
It was about bringing in some of these guys, you know what I mean?
Some of these dudes, you know, because it's, you know, primarily the show has been for women that we've made.
Yes.
And that is great, and it's served us well. And there's just this sort of cool cosmic connection, you know, that we have with females that we haven't been able to generate with guys don't get the show.
Yeah.
So we said, you know, and we said, Amir said, you have to do something for the boys.
Yeah, throw some red meat something into for the boys. Yes. Shark.
Vulture did call Hollywood Handbook the lifetime of podcasts.
Yes.
The own network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it was about understanding these guys, understanding the food, the Kansas City, like the wet food.
Yeah, the wet food.
Wet food.
Kibble.
Yes, the Ohio dry food.
The big chili, right? Isn't there like crazy chili?
Yeah, yeah, in Cincinnati,
I mean, yes.
And in Puerto Rico, we have something called plantanos.
Talk about plantanos.
Yeah.
Plantanos is like a banana. You would think it was, but it's really starchy banana.
Okay. Huh.
And it kind of caramelizes itself. All you got to do is fry it up. Uh-huh. Things get real juicy, sticky. Big banana. But don't try to eat it. Don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
So we're talking about foods.
Plantanos.
We're talking about wet food, the chili, and then plantanos. Yes. And the difference there is that you don't eat that shit.
Okay. Don't eat it.
But it is food.
But
can
it is
food.
Up?
Foods ball.
Can I back up? We're here with the foosballs today. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. We're here with the foosballs today. And this is, again, I think because of who our listeners are, we can drop them in the middle. You know what I mean? But I think a lot of your fans, and hopefully we'll get more of them.
Yes, we can do that. That's what I'm saying. We can do that.
A lot of them probably need us, and we're happy that you're here, need us to kind of back it up and really hold their hand. So we're here with the Foosballs. They have this show, you know, it's this fantasy football show. And they're sports maniacs, Mondo.
Oh, Puko.
And they're really, and they go like funny mode, and they do picture this we talked about a little bit. And
we geek out.
They must have other
all over.
There
we
must
geek
be
out
something
over
sports. Else. Yeah.
No, those are all the segments.
That's it.
Picture this in funny mode.
Okay. Well, that's what we did want to talk about too, I think.
Yeah.
Like part of the thing of having you here was like, just because of financially we made some promises about the show to Amir that have not yet been fulfilled, and he has taken Kevin's hedgehog hostage, and he is going to remove a single quill every day until we make your show financially solvent. And so he had some segment ideas, and we have some segment ideas, and just stuff to kind of zhuzh it up.
That's Kevin's hedgehog? I thought it was Kevin's wife's hedgehog. I was about, that's why I was always like whipped. A man taking care of a hedgehog, he's allergic.
Taking care of a hedgehog that's not even his.
You got it. You don't have a hypoallergenic hedgehog?
No.
Asked and answered.
And his wife flies in the dander. Oh. She gets dander
shipped.
It's
imported.
In. That's
wow.
Yeah, there's more powerful stuff. Yeah.
I guess my quick question, when you're saying we're not financially solvent,
what's
the overhead?
For the show?
Yeah.
Well, look, you guys have enjoyed the perks, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally recording in this studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Spindrift.
You know? And you notice how there's like new cables added over there, like every time you come in.
No.
And the ceiling is a little bit lower.
Every
single time, ceiling's a little bit lower.
To make us feel taller.
That ain't cheap.
To make us feel taller.
Yes.
Well, I do feel tall.
Yeah, I don't have like a... a really great sense of all the sort of investment that they've made here, but what I'm being told is that it's significant for them.
Sometimes there's people you might have noticed, not today, obviously, but like, sometimes there's people like, working here.
People, sitting down, they're like kind of like at a computer. It's like not clear at all what they do. They like kind of are annoyed that you're here, but it's like, but aren't you only here because we're here?
Yes.
Amir's boots, of course.
Yeah.
They're all hot.
His boots are hot.
The boots are hot. Every single person is hot.
They're fur lined. Mm-hmm. They're keeping his feet warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first I've heard that we're not doing well.
Okay.
Because I've spent my advance money.
If you want time with that, yeah.
I've spent my advance money.
I heard was that Kevin called me up crying in the middle of the night and said he's gone. I think they're going to do something bad.
Said who? What?
To the kidnet?
Amir. About Clippy. The hedgehog.
Oh.
I normally call up Sean crying in the middle of the night, so I had to specify.
Mm-hmm.
This one was about Clippy.
Mm.
Amir take
that's
him.
That's a hedgehog.
He'd take one, Clippy the hedgehog, Amir take one quill off a day.
Yeah. Getting clipped.
Usually he just had
with his
usually
clippies.
Kevin just calls me because he had a bad dream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I have the charged lemonade at night. It caused crazy nightmare.
this sounds like a nightmare.
But we just need to juice up the segments. I don't think it's that difficult. Amir, I guess, recently got married and mm-hmm. would like to see that reflected more in the show.
Yes.
Segment where you talk about, guess we call football wives.
Yes, some of these
and it's who you would
wags.
Like to be married to.
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Okay. Okay.
We do talk about Nicole Brown Simpson a lot on the show.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, that I was going to ask for less, but I guess this is in keeping with what we're asking you to do.
You're
so maybe more.
So.
Maybe we go the other way and go more.
Who was the guy?
Ron Goldman.
So if I want this to be a little more like we're the Nicole Brown Simpson show. Like, you know, we're talking about the players' wives, but like really what good like husbands they are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like being a good husband and like that.
So you want us to talk less about Ron Goldman. Would you like to share that with Fred Goldman?
There must be some living.
What about Yvette Nicole Brown? We talk a lot about her.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, but that feels like it's farther away from sports. Am I crazy? Like
Yvette Nicole Brown was on a show called Community, which was another character named Troy, who in the first season played on the football team on Community. Mm-hmm. You know who else played on the Community football team?
Hmm. You played on the Community football team?
You played on the Community football team.
I wasn't going to say it.
Wow.
But you did.
maybe I did. But I wasn't
Six
going
seasons
to.
Seasons and a football game.
Wow.
That's what so college cool. players get now with all
oh,
the
this NIL.
No, all this
seasons.
Stuff.
They're all 34.
They're making more money than they could in the pros, some of them.
Are there any players that have like been in, like just to create a kind of connection to our show, I think would be really useful. Are there any players that have like been in movies, like commercials?
Namdi
like
Asamoah.
Namdi
Howie
Asamoah.
Long?
Howie Long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. O.J. Simpson.
No, not O.J. Come on.
And he was good.
Nordberg.
He was so funny.
He was real funny.
Who else?
Was Michael Vick in Atlanta, or was he just a joke and it was off screen? He wasn't actually in it. Right?
He wasn't actually in it. Tony Gonzalez.
What was he in?
I don't know. He's beautiful, though.
Beautiful man.
The movie follows him.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, that's the movie.
Well, 80 for Brady. Tom Brady was in Ted 2, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his
he's been on
his
Family Guy. Rob Gronkowski's been on Family
yeah,
Guy.
Yeah, so if that's
summarize
that, so that
what
could
you
be
can
a segment,
of,
right?
Of his
it's like Tom Brady and Ted 2.
In Ted 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be every week you would talk about how Tom
every
Brady
week.
Was in Ted 2. Ideally, yes.
Movies with numbers in them with this guy. What's
Ted 2,
what's
80
up?
For Brady.
Yes.
What's
like,
next?
What's the deal?
The number 23.
Gonna be
the number 23 with Jim Carrey.
Let him go.
No,
it has to have a number.
I have it.
Okay, what is it? We've got 2 and 4 covered. 3 would make sense. 6 would make
7.
sense. What's in the box? a safety and two linebackers.
Yeah, what's in the box of basketball? What's in the box of deflated football?
Oh, okay. Okay.
No.
But what's he doing?
Oh, what's the box? It's his cell phone. It's a cell phone. Remember he broke his cell phone so that no one could check? And then it's so the nefarious killer, in this case, Roger Goodell.
I didn't want to.
And he's, you know, open the box, Detective Brady. And he's, you know, and he almost had the haircut.
Yes.
And
he
opens it, and the cell phone, it's got the message, you know, a text message says, please deflate the football.
But it can't just be us doing this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Ravens, right? They're playing the Ravens.
Yeah. Okay.
And Belichick says, John Harbaugh has the upper hand now. is that anything?
That's good.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I want to stay in the Ted. What does he do in Ted 2? Like, what's his, like, role?
If I remember correctly, I think he's in bed.
They're trying to steal his semen. Is that it?
Yeah, they break into his house. Ted,
that fits with a lot of what we talk about.
Kevin, can we just like pull up, get confirmation that this is because this is going to need to be right. I'm just going to need to double check that we're working with the right people here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
we don't want to expose ourselves.
Gronkowski, I know, has all those commercials where he tries to do stolen valor and pretend that he was in the military.
Yeah,
he
really needs people to think that he was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but I can't remember Ted 2.
Fairly certain, yeah. I think you're right that they break into his house and Brady's asleep in bed, and they are trying to steal his semen.
What's their plan?
To drink it.
To drink it.
Well, I assumed it was because he couldn't get Mila Kunis pregnant. Because
no, it's to drink
showers.
It. I'm pretty positive. I'm pretty positive it's to drink it.
Oh,
it's Ted 2, so it's not Mila.
Is she not in the second
one?
No, it's Amanda Seyfried.
Oh,
yeah.
Seyfried.
It's Amanda Seyfried. It's Ted 2, so it's not me alone.
Okay. And what's the name of this segment?
Drinking Tom Brady's Cum.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
It's about movie, like football players and movies and stuff.
Yeah. But
this segment, picture this.
Okay.
You
got a full picture this.
But it said with
movie
an emphasis
picture
on
picture colon this. Okay. Picture
like this. You know how people will just quote tweet something and just say
and they'll
this.
Just point at it and say this.
Gronkowski versus the troops.
Yeah.
That's interesting, right?
First, yeah.
Like that even could be its own show.
Right.
Just he proves that he's stronger than the troops.
The whole troops. Yeah.
A different thing.
And nothing but the troops.
Yeah.
Troops, the whole troops. Nothing but the troops.
Okay.
You can't handle the troops.
Could be like a Broken Skull Ranch type of thing.
Yeah.
Like I know what that is.
He's facing down the troops every episode. Mm-hmm. And you all are described doing kind of a picture
it.
This with Rob Gronkowski fighting all the troops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's like,
he gets hurt a lot.
Is it
a ranch? Like,
is it like a football field?
Broken Skull football field?
Well, for Gronkowski.
Because it's football.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I think of it.
Yeah. Right.
And the one time that he was on Top Chef and he does this. They're going to make him some food. And he goes, and he's like, oh, and you're making me some sausage. And I like a big sausage. And then Padma goes, so do I.
No.
I swear to God, I couldn't make that up. I was fucking screaming. I was losing it. I mean, this is a cooking show.
Did Kevin call you when he
go
saw that?
For my...
It's on like normal TV. Yeah.
Kevin, did you call me during that?
I called you, but I think you put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Because he was screaming.
Yeah, I was screaming.
You don't want to be disturbed.
That was psycho, dude.
It might be helpful. I think a lot about, like, something that was helpful for me in art was the Geico commercial with the cavemen that began, Brian Arakpo was in it, and then at the beginning of the commercial, the caveman says, you're Brian Arakpo.
Yes.
And he explains... everything about who Brian Arakpo is. And it's similar to the Travis Kelce one now about insurance or whatever, where the guy's like, Travis Kelce, like, you play for, you're tight end for the Chiefs. You're a champion, this. You just say the names. You know,
I noticed that a lot. It would be helpful
to test out a version where we're saying the name, we're providing context for all the different names, like we're helping people, like.
Yes, that's nice. And let's have some accountability what's going on with the show, because I think sometimes even you guys don't know what each other are talking about.
Yes.
And in the most recent one, there was like Greg presented a pretty clear premise. So Ryan was going on for, I don't know, 45 minutes about like loving George Pickens.
It was crazy.
Like, George Pickens. I love George Pickens.
Yeah,
and Greg And you wish that the Chiefs had had him. And Greg went, well, if I put him on the Chiefs right now and we did a redraft, when would you pick him? And he went, what? What are you talking about? And then he went, if he got traded to the Chiefs and then you got to redraft for the rest of the season, how high would you pick him? Would he be like a top five receiver for you? And you went, oh, maybe the end of the second round?
I still don't understand what he's asking.
I think it's so clear. So this is the kind of thing where it's like, if we had a segment, you know what I mean? Even if the segment was called Stump Ryan, and you just presented a pretty clear idea of something that could happen.
And you can stop the show.
Teams.
Like, we do it all the time. You can stop the show.
You
and
feel
just
how many times
like,
we've stopped today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, have we?
And just take a second to, like, really figure out, like, what's going on, what's being asked of you.
Yeah.
Like,
because it felt like Pickens and the Chiefs were things you had brought into the conversation.
Absolutely.
But then when they got presented to you, it was like,
I guess I
get
didn't
this
understand.
Away from me.
I guess I didn't understand. Were you talking from a fantasy perspective or like the NFL draft perspective? From a fantasy perspective. Okay.
Well, the show, The Foosballs, is about fantasy football.
I think it's kind of football, just in general.
Not nearly as much as I was told when I was brought on board.
Oh, no. Great.
Well, that's how I sold it to
and
them.
And that.
I said, we're not going to talk about any real football stuff. It's going to be all just the league that we play in.
Like, I did a lot of fantasy research this year, and if you'll notice in the first episode, we don't talk about it almost at all.
Well, we got to, you know.
We had to lay the groundwork.
We had to lay the groundwork.
You
got to put the bricks down.
Yeah.
So, it might, so for, if we were to do that again, which we will.
Mm-hmm. We are starting over.
The George Pickens conversation.
Yeah.
Whoever like introduces the concept of George Pickens would then want to expand on that a little bit. So like what's another detail that you would offer?
About George Pickens going to the
this again, what the fuck? Right? It's his thing.
What other
what
detail
else
can I offer?
Could it, what else could it
what
be?
More can What's I offer about on? George Pickens other than, I mean, I'll offer that he played terribly the other night and that now
played
I'm having
what?
Seconds.
Well, you're
football.
His biggest
football.
Fan.
Okay.
You're his biggest fan.
Yes. I don't think I am
when
anymore.
Is his birthday?
Oh, okay. George Pickens had to be born in 1997.
He's, yeah. Oh, he's younger
don't
than
look
that.
Look at me.
Is he
it's not
anyone?
Stump Greg.
This
is he seeing anyone?
Is he
like
seeing
your
anyone?
Guy. No, I would imagine
he's talking
so.
To someone.
Lone wolf. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did demand momentarily to be released by the Steelers just the other day, and then he quickly recanted. So that's some good information. And then.
And what happens when they're released? They just get to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. They get to go fucking nuts.
They're spinning around like the Tasmanian devil, right? I mean,
Well, Odell Beckham last year requested Rumspringa from the Rams.
Can we? Sorry.
Odell Beckham is a wide receiver from LSU who was sexually harassed by Lena Dunham at the Met Gala.
Yes.
And he had one of the greatest catches of all time. Then he had some bad years.
Motivated by that.
Then he had a good year. But then he got hurt in the Super Bowl.
A 6-month long sleepover with Drake at Drake's house.
And Lena Dunham was like, I think he's one of the greatest catches of all time. It's like, can you stop?
Sometimes there's two funny things going on at once in your show, and I don't know where to be, you know? And I wish we had that.
Try living it.
Lena Dunham. Yeah.
There's either two or none.
Yeah.
There's never why it's so hard to get clips and stuff. There's never just one funny thing that happens that's clearly this is what's going on. It's like most of the show is nothing, and then suddenly two funny things happen.
It's dual dialogue.
Yeah.
Are you Googling Lena Dunham?
Hayes
I'm looking up Odell Beckham Jr.'s birthday.
He's looking
he was
up,
born in 92.
He's that's looking correct. Up the value of Odell Beckham's crypto.
His
contract.
Birthday is tomorrow.
No remember, kidding. Remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He is.
Wow.
He is.
That could be a good segment. 5th.
It's his birthday.
Remember, remember?
One of you quits the show at the end of every episode. Big drop.
So Kevin is trying to trim the fat or like this is.
Wait, do you mean a really Hollywood handbook or foosball?
What have you
Kevin's
told
looking
your story
for
walking?
Call her daddy style controversy. Yes, yes, uh-huh. Like you're yes. splitting off to start other podcasts. There's a winner and a loser. We can get like some press around it. You
yeah.
know?
So one of you could leave at the end of an episode.
One of you could get the fuck out of here
and start.
One of you could leave now.
Start another football podcast.
Don't even have to wait to the end of the episode. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
And start a competing podcast.
Oh, that's drama. That's good.
So we want to split the audience that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
It's for our already fledgling condensed. Podcast. Yeah.
So Kevin has just soaked the charged lemonade, soaked the tampon in the charged lemonade. He's putting it in his butthole.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's probably why this show resonates with women.
Yeah.
I think. Is it Kevin knows what it's like to have a tampon in
His butt?
In his yeah. butt like they all do.
Now, yeah. This could be interesting to talk about.
Mm.
Beckham also played soccer growing up and considers English player David Beckham his childhood idol. And so that explains why he would be Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham
Jr. That's why he's Beckham Jr.
Yeah, yes. Interesting. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm.
So
like you take the James Jr. Bond just Jr. if you have the same last name too, right? Like. Mm-hmm.
His soccer club coaches offered Beckham a chance to try out for a junior national team program, but he did not want to spend the required time overseas. So not interested.
So he didn't do it.
Yes.
He's a Patriot.
So he didn't do that.
Yes.
That makes me like him even more.
So there's a segment. Yeah.
Other juniors. Like, do you think Wendell Carter Jr. was a big Jay-Z fan?
He was a Vince Carter fan.
Oh, it was Vince
That's why he plays basketball.
I'm a fan of the Magna Carter.
The Magna Carter.
Magna Carter.
Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
This is just me goofing around.
Well, what about the Magma Carter? Is that anything?
I don't know.
What, and it's what? The THA. So it's a Lil Wayne album where he's made of lava, and it's called the Magma Carter.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did you ever find out what happened in Ted 2?
Yeah, what's going on with his cum and everything?
The original scene depicted Brady sleeping in bed as John and Ted, who is looking for a perfect sperm donor so he can have a baby with his new wife, sneak in and try to steal his seed. Quote, two MVPs, guaranteed Hall of Famer. Now let's give him a hand job into this cup. The bear says, Brady quickly wakes up and flings...
The bear? The guy from the Bears in it?
Brady quickly wakes up and flings Ted off his balcony. That was a perfect spiral, John says in awe.
Does that say the original scene?
Reflexively, when he wakes up and
the first thing you said
scared,
was the original scene? So what's the...
There's like an added Deflategate joke... This was filmed before
when he was exonerated.
He had only won two MVPs at that point.
Didn't deserve either of those.
They put Ted 2 out there pretty fast. The turnaround on that was pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hung up on.
Yeah.
So their plan was to jack him off without waking him up.
Yeah.
To completion.
Yes.
Nocturnal emission is what it's called.
I don't know if that's what it's called when someone. Yeah, what's the segment that's called Nocturnal Emission?
Nocturnal
Sean?
Emission.
Yeah, let's work backwards from the Nocturnal Emission.
Okay.
Like, so title for it.
The late night game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monday night or Sunday night football.
Yeah, so it's night games only. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Sunday, Monday, night games. So this is just like where we only talk about the night games. And ideally, we find some kind of sensual angle on it, right? Something that can allow some release for the viewer, for the listener.
What if we only talked about the night games? We left out a crucial detail like the final score, and it was called Nocturnal Omissions.
Okay.
So you're not giving the full picture.
We edge them by
it's
not
frustrating
giving
them, right? Yeah. They can't finish.
Right.
And then the clock winds down, and it's going down, and then.
They froze the kicker.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. They called a timeout.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Would Amir like that?
Does Amir like edging?
He doesn't want to talk to me about that stuff. Like, I ask him all the time. Because, like, yes, we have a female fan base, but, like, we're still guys. Mm-hmm. Like, we're guys. And at the end of the day, like, I want to talk to guys about, like, what they like in the bedroom.
When we're all in the HeadGum locker room, like, can we at least bro down a little bit?
Can we at least figure out, like, what, you know, what really
it's a really uptight locker room.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
We need to trade for a locker room guy.
The culture here is so repressed.
Yes.
Everyone's got their towels on real tight. No one wants to.
Like, I know. Nobody's got their stuff hanging out.
Who's someone we could target at Earwolf who's not talented but a good locker room guy?
Yes.
That's right. Interesting, but, just to kind of right. improve the culture. Well, I'll just start naming untalented people at Earwolf weren't talented. Like, just starting there.
Yeah.
Let's just start naming the names of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That don't bring anything to the table.
So we could buy low in a trade.
But. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we already got the main culprit.
I could go back.
Because Kevin is comfortable in the locker room.
Yeah.
I'm too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's just
Kevin's
always...
like the old guy at the gym who just
with
like,
the hair dryer.
Would uh-huh. you like an orange slice?
Kevin, do you know that that there are towels?
Yeah.
Are you even aware Clementine? That there's towels in there?
Clementine. I get itchy.
Clementine.
Thanks, man.
It's been worse. Amir slice like won't play like
slice of cutie, young man.
For Have so you long.
They're so sweet.
It was like, when I marry, like, I'll play grab ass when I'm married. Like,
yeah, I know.
But it's worse. It's honestly worse now. Like, every time it's, like, time to start playing grab ass, like, he's like, out the door. I'm like, where did he go?
He goes to call. No, because I was out there once. He calls. He's like, is it okay if I play grab ass with the guys? Like,
oh, does he have a phone voice?
Yeah.
Does he have a different phone voice for his wife?
Completely different person.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
No.
Because on the podcast, he's like, oh,
hey, it's me, Amir, out of my way. This is my entire business. And just like, you know, kicking and punching around. And then it's like the second you hear him on the phone, it's like, may I play grab ass? Sorry, I know I said, please. Can I? You can just feel on the other end. She went, yes. I don't know, can you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
May I play grab ass? Your choice.
Could be a, like, consequences. This could actually be a bomb-ass segment now that I think about it, of, like, not this, but,
you think,
like,
it could be dank?
What's the thing, like, the best part of the big game is the commercials, right?
Yeah. We can't say, we have to call it the big game on here, right?
Yeah, that's every game, like, should just be, yeah, the big game.
The big game.
Yes.
The big game, yes.
And so, like, what, like, some of the most, like, funny, fucked up commercials, because some of these commercials are actually, like, so fucked up. Like some of those be like, oh, this is like the commercial of the week that like is like so like bomb ass funny, like funny as fuck. You know what I mean? So like, what's some of the commercials right now that you guys are digging on?
Huh.
I don't think it's like funny as fuck. It's definitely not like super twisted or anything.
Be right on it.
Like, but the
and actually, but the, and if it could actually right be like not the preface being. Not what I asked for.
I actually don't think it's funny.
Instead,
and I don't
actually, like what I asked for, and then and that,
people
like,
don't know the difference.
Fast.
We just tell them it's good.
I got one. Okay, it's definitely funny as fuck. It's not exactly a commercial, but have you guys seen Killing It on Peacock?
Okay, is this going to be the example, or is it going to be a commercial?
They don't have commercials. On
so
Peacock.
You're talking about the show Killing It on Peacock.
You said funny as fuck.
I did say that, but I did also say best part of the big game is the commercials. Killing It on Peacock. I don't even think they have commercials for that.
Okay, Carl, bring it home.
All right, have you guys ever seen Killing It on Peacock? This man, Craig Robinson, first of all, the most relatable guy. This man, Craig Robinson, big ass snake around his neck.
And that's twisted.
There's commercials for Killing It. Can we?
There
talk
are
about
commercials
the commercial
for
barely.
Killing It.
Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
Okay. Even that would be better than just like even an episode of the show, but that wouldn't be acceptable either. You're just talking about the show broadly.
You're talking
your
about
example.
The show
like,
in such a general way that it's hard for me to in the segment that's about
it has
commercials.
To be commercials that are like playing during the big
just
game.
Bomb ass commercials.
Chantix ain't been the same since Ray Liotta died.
Okay.
Okay, that's not really bringing me up in the way that I want.
You and know, that was the
celebrity death and saying commercials that used to
smoking,
be good.
Stop smoking pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just ain't been the same since Ray Liotta died. Okay. I can't even take the pills no more.
Now you don't smoke. Carl.
They don't
I don't.
Taste
but I started
like
taking
the
pills because of Ray Liotta.
They give you
base said to
you love
them.
The nightmares they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have to call Sean up in the middle of the night, tell him about the nightmare. What about Marilyn Manson? He's twisted.
Took his rib out. Like, yeah, his
so that is well, not a that, that's like not Marilyn a Manson fun. Is not a commercial.
Is he funny? Yeah.
I whether he's had a couple or not funny cameos funny, like, and stuff. I think that's open for debate, but yeah. it is definitely not a
good buddies with Andy Dick. So
just probably in no way
bit. Dream blunt rotation. Andy Dick and Marilyn Manson.
Andy just, Dick, like, Marilyn Manson, and Ray Liotta.
I could see him. I could see him appearing in a commercial at some point. I don't know that he has. I could see him being in a like funny ass Geico commercial.
Yeah, I was gonna say Geico's heyday with the Brian Arakpo, you know.
Yes.
What about playing Scrabble in that and he tackles the board? He spells yes. Arakpo on the yeah.
I do remember that.
What about yeah. this? Marilyn Manson, he's ordering at a Chili's and he says, "Can I get one less rib?"
So that would be
so I can suck my own dick.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's easier than Marilyn Manson ordering at a Chili's. That would be the Geico commercial. And then it would cut to him.
Yeah, it's not a Chili's commercial. You're right.
Yep. Okay, or Capital One. I guess Capital One could do that as well. They have a similar thing.
What's in your stomach?
Going
one less rib.
Yeah,
so I can suck my own dick.
Yeah, yeah. What's in your stomach?
My, I'm really concerned
my
about
cum.
This.
Because I have one less rib.
I'm not feeling good. Not being able to think of one commercial.
That's discouraging, not, like,
the whole,
for sure.
The whole George Pickens thing.
Right. Travis that Kelce driving scary. Away with the TV.
That's a commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it for?
It's for a cable TV.
It's for a cable TV.
Cutting
he steals a TV and drives away with it.
Yeah, oh, he's got a funny one where the best of both worlds. Where he's got the Pfizer commercial where he's like...
Okay, we can't be talking about how it's funny. Like, the idea that the shot working is funny. Like,
hilarious. Like, so this dude, this fucking cog, shill, corporate shill, Pfizer boy, is getting a fucking shot. And his mom comes in and is like, "That's not two things." Because you get your shot, your booster.
Yeah, and your flu.
And your flu shot. Two in one.
I haven't seen this one. I don't really watch football.
And the mom is like, "Oh yeah."
Okay. Well, don't say that.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I just got a picture from Amir of a quill and a text that says, "Do you know what this is?"
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Well, sounds like he does. He said.
Well, he said it's a picture of a quill.
Yeah.
What are you going to say, though? What's the right way to play it?
How should I respond? What do you think?
Tell him that we're in here working it out.
Well, why don't you
about
do
to make
this.
So much money?
Throw it back on him.
Okay. Yeah.
How should I respond? What do you think? Send that to
Amir.
This
could be a segment because I feel like shows where dudes tell each other what to text
how,
with
what
girls.
To text
back. Oh, yeah, that's so cool. Fun.
Yes,
that's
that
cool.
Could be good.
I got to take a leak, man.
I have a name pitch for that, and I've been pitching this on shows.
A name pitch for the segment about like what to text back.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Or about Sean taking a leak.
It could be for both. Leading from behind.
And didn't you use this for something else recently?
I said it could be a question for a presidential debate.
I guess I was expecting a title that worked for both. And that feels like it worked for neither.
Leading from behind you and I think it works for three.
But we only were talking about two.
Well, foosball segment leading from behind. Who do you think's leading from four? Who do you think's leading from behind on the football field? Who do you think's leading from behind? Nocturnal emission style sexually. Who do you think's leading from behind?
Two.
Text your boys help you send a perfect text to score the big night.
Okay, three.
Who do you think's leading from behind? I have to go potty. I need help.
Okay, four.
Man, that fucking hedgehog is dead.
Was that the first quill pick he sent you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, real
that
smooth. Makes sense. If you get it back, it's going to be real smooth.
Yeah. They've got a couple hundred. Also, it seems rude that he issued this threat and then pulled a quill before we even recorded another episode of our show.
Yeah.
That's how we didn't even get
that's a war crime. Yeah. That's not like that can't you can't do that.
No.
You gotta put that quill back in there.
What if you just said what if you just said put that back in?
Put that back in there. That's a segment for you. Put that back in. So many times, and this is the women will like this. So many times on the football field, the men's penises come out.
Too often.
Yeah. So we can talk about, we usually don't talk about it.
It doesn't,
but we can
even
add
feel
it.
Like an accident at this point. It happens so much.
Yeah. Their penises come right out of their pants because they're not wearing their cups, and we can have a segment called Put That Back In There.
What did he say to that?
He sent a smiley face emoji.
You said, okay. How should I respond? And he sent a, I just had a stroke. He sent a smiley face emoji?
Yeah.
He said, no, Kevin said, put that back. He didn't type in, how should I respond?
Did you send like a bunch of different responses? Like, how should I?
Yeah, he said, put that back in.
Yeah. I said, put that back in.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
And just a smiley face emoji response.
All right, so he probably did it.
I think that's Amir's shorthand for like, that's what she said. I think that's what, like, when Amir uses a smiley face emoji, it's like, you know what he's going
to
say.
Now
you know
he wants to talk blue, but he won't do it in the locker room.
Well, that's him, like,
that's
not,
as blue as it gets, I think.
Yeah, that's as blue as it gets. And that's what she said as well.
Mm.
Okay, so you have to respond to this now.
Yeah.
Maybe try and like reset and be like, no, I don't know what that is.
Can I say knock it off?
Okay. That, yeah. Well, he did knock it off.
He like, knocked off the quit. Like,
He just sent another smiley.
I think you got to leave him on red for a while.
Yeah.
I'll turn read receipts
off. Thirsty, man.
Yeah.
It's like me at Panera.
Yeah. Wait, that's what we say. So you won't go blue, then you're getting left on red.
Yeah.
Say that.
Probably leave it as a voice note so it's clear that you mean left on red and not left on read.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin has a needle of the supercharged lemonade and he's looking for a vein.
You're going to leave me blue. Siri, you're going to leave me blue.
Nope.
No. So you won't go blue.
Oh, Siri said no.
If you won't go blue, you're getting left on red. Was that it?
Yeah.
If Hey, Siri.
Don't say it to Siri. Say it to Amir.
Hey, Amir.
Amiri.
If you won't go blue, I'm leaving you on read.
No.
He sent the he did the
you
question
sent
mark.
It already?
I'm worried about this segment too. Like,
this is giving me concerns. A lot of the segments so far that we had planned that felt like slam dunks going into this.
Yes.
What's that?
I'm very discouraged. The
I guess
whole
it's
George
two
Pickens
points,
segment
I guess,
that
safeties.
We had
it felt like safeties.
Okay. But a safety is a bad thing.
Depends on.
For one team.
I mean, the slam dunk's a bad thing, too, for one team.
No.
You know, depends on who it's happening
deep.
To.
Everything is a bad thing for one of the teams.
Yeah.
That's what makes it a competition.
That's
it's
really
it's
deep.
Truly a zero sum game.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
I'm going to. So when I came back from the bathroom, we were talking about penises flopping out of the pants and the
how often put that. Yeah, how it happens a lot.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
In a segment
called
"Put That Back In There."
Yeah, put that back in there.
Yeah,
I have an alt pitch for that. Cut for time.
Because they're circumcised.
Yeah. Every NFL player has to be circumcised.
Has to be.
That's crazy that when you get drafted, you have to do it. Like,
yeah.
Something about like
That's why I'll never play.
That's the only reason, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've been after Kevin.
Kevin, come on.
You got it.
Kevin,
get out there, man.
Please
come on,
play on the play in the NFL, Kevin.
To. Kevin, please.
Yeah,
Kevin, just
Cousins,
try it once.
When Kirk Cousins went down, the Vikings reps were in the studio.
Frantic, yeah.
No, they want it. Yeah. They
and
want,
they had a Moyle. And
they want him playing quarterback. Yeah.
The Houston Moilers.
Buco, Mondo.
Buco. Bye.
But do you? I think
we're
Kevin.
Done.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.